KJAN Sports.
And it is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, taking a look at Friday's scores in girls basketball from around Western Iowa, it was Council Bluffs St. Albert over Atlantic, 50-37. Bailey Newell led Atlantic with 16 points, including three scores from beyond the arc. Mackenzie Waters finished with eight, and Alyssa Derby pitched in six. Elsewhere, it was Arweva over Coon Rapids Bayard, 60-20. Bedford downing Lennox, 42-39. Boone was a 48-29 winner over Winterset. Cam was a 70-26 winner over Boyer Valley in girls basketball. Also, Central Decatur of Leon beat Afton East Union 73-10. It was St. Albert, or rather Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, over Sioux City West 51-42. East Mills beating South Page 46-37. Fremont Mills girls were a 47-30 winner over Essex. Glenwood downed Creston, 67-52. Glidden Ralston was a 41-28 winner over Exira EHK. Griswold beat Heartland Christian, 54-27 in girls' hoops. Also, IKM Manning beats of AHSTW, 47-32. It was Kingsley Pearson over Otibold Arthur BCIG, 65-34. Camper Catholic, a 77-39 winner over Clarinda in girls' basketball. Logan Magnolia defeating Audubon, 50-34. MOC Floyd Valley was a 65-53 winner over Sioux Center. Nottoway Valley beat Grandview Christian, 64-16. Also, Ogden was a 40-36 winner over West Central Valley of Stewart. Seymour downed Orient Maxburg in girls' hoops, 72-32. Shenandoah was a 73-37 winner over Harlan. Sydney beat Stanton, 56-29. Sioux City East downed Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson by a score of 63-61. In double overtime, it was Southwest Valley over Mount Air, 61-55 in girls' basketball. Trainer beating Tri-Center, 59-31. Underwood was a 36-21 winner over Oakland Riverside, and West Monona downed Maple Valley Anthonoto 85-52. In boys' hoops last night, Atlantic was a 53-50 winner over St. Albert. Audubon beat Logan Magnolia 69-48. Bedford was an 84-41 winner over Lennox. Central Decatur downed Afton East Union in boys' hoops 73-10. Fremont Mills was a 47-30 winner over Essex. Harlan beat Shenandoah 71-40. IKM Manning downed AHSTW 63-36 in boys' hoops. Camper Catholic was a 44-40 winner over Clarinda. Lewis Central beat up on Red Oak 63-22. Madrid was an 88-47 winner over Adair Casey Guthrie Center. Mount Air beat Southwest Valley 73-18 in boys' hoops. Otibold Arthur BCIG downed Kingsley Pearson 68-54. Seymour was a 45-27 winner over Orient Maxburg. Also, Sioux Center beat MOC Floyd Valley 68-46. Sioux City West was a 73-56 winner over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. The Stanton boys beat Sydney 71-44. Trainer was a 60-36 winner over Tri-Center. Winterset beat Boone 81-61. And Arweva was a 57-42 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard. In college hoops, the matchup between the resurgent Badgers and Hawkeyes lived up to its billing, with Wisconsin sophomore Demetric Trice stepping up to hit the game's biggest basket after star Ethan Happ fouled out. Trice scored 20 points, including a crucial three-pointer with 20 seconds left, and the 22nd-ranked Wisconsin Badgers held off number 14 Iowa 72-66 last night in the Big Ten opener for both teams. Ethan Happ had 13 points, 7 boards, and 5 assists for the Badgers, who handed the Hawkeyes their first loss of the season in a back-and-forth affair, that is. The Hawkeyes, much like they did in Tuesday's 69-68 win over Pittsburgh, have shown the ability to fight when things don't always go their way. Iowa center Luca Garza had 11 points but just 3 rebounds, and Bohannon finished with 11 points for the Hawkeyes. Iowa had just 9 assists on 23 made baskets. Next up for the Hawkeyes, they'll take on number 9 Michigan State on Monday. Elsewhere in top 25 college basketball action, it was number 9 Michigan State over Rutgers 78-67. Radford beating number 17 Texas 62-59. 21st-ranked Buffalo was a 96-77 winner over Milwaukee in college hoops, and number 25 Mississippi State beat Dayton 65-58. Well, Learfield Sports and some of its Iowa affiliates will not air a radio ad supporting suspended Iowa play-by-play broadcaster Gary Dolphin. Loyal Hawkeye Fans Incorporated is sponsoring the pro-Dolphin ad that will run on several stations during his two-game suspension. Learfield suspended Dolphin for comments directed at Hawkeyes guard Mesha Daly that inadvertently made it onto the air during Tuesday's game against Pitt. Hawkeye booster Nick Ryan says he's behind the pro-Dolphin group and his family's putting up $12,000 into the campaign. The ad calls the broadcast broadcaster a Hawkeye down to his core, notes that he's apologized and says it's time for him to get back behind the mic. A Learfield representative told a media buyer that it appreciates the immense passion for Dolphin, but that it's unable to consider the spot for broadcast. That includes play-by-play audio that Learfield says the group doesn't have permission to use. Ryan says some Learfield affiliates have also declined to air the ad. And Iowa State hosts Drake today to close out the regular season, and it'll be the first meeting since 1985, Drake's final season as a Division I scholarship program. Kickoff from Jack Trice Stadium is set for 11 a.m. ISU is 7-4, and Coach Matt Campbell says they've approached this game like all the rest.
It's not like you're playing a spring game or something like that. Like you're going to play a game, you know, against an opponent that obviously will come in here, and you know, their kids are going to want to play, and what a great opportunity for them and us. And so I think the reality of it for us is we're treating it just like we would any other football game.
The game replaces the season opener against South Dakota State that was canceled due to the weather.
You're only guaranteed 12 games, and then obviously, you know, if you earn the right to play in the postseason, you can get a 13th or a 14th game. And so I think that the biggest thing for us is that we're still a team that can continue to grow and get better.
Campbell says every game was a chance to make progress.
I think we owe it to our team, not just the young guys in the team, our entire team, to continue to be the best version of ourselves we can be. And then obviously with an opportunity to play a 13th game, you want to continue to improve.
Drake is 7-3 and has not played since the November 17th 43-6 win at Morehead State of Kentucky.
The last time we met as a team was Monday night, and we didn't even know this was going to happen. And then Tuesday, with Incarnate Word choosing not to play in the game, and the opportunity presented itself. Our team's excited, but we haven't been together as a team yet since that time.
And that's Drake coach Rick Fox, who says the Drake defense will need a big effort.
Our captains were with the team and said, guys, do we want to do this? And you know, we need to be all in if we're going to do it. And so they were in there together for about 10 minutes. I was standing outside. I couldn't hear what was being said, but there was a lot of excitement in the room. So I took that as a pretty positive sign. And then when our captains came out, they said, we're all in. If we get the chance, we'd love to play the game.
Fox says that they're not playing up their role of underdog.
If our guys aren't all in for this, we shouldn't go up and play the game. You know, the game is first and foremost about the players, right? And that's true for Iowa State. That's true for us, too. But honestly, after I had lunch with our captains, I had a feeling I knew which way it was going to go because they, like I said, they could hardly contain themselves.
And that's a check of sports for this hour, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.